Some of you may be familiar with the author Malcolm Gladwell. Malcolm is a 56-year-old Canadian journalist. He contributes to the New York Times, and he's also an author, nonfiction. He's written several books, all bestsellers, Outliers, Blink, Tipping Point. Anyone familiar with Malcolm? Yeah, good, thank you. All. It helps to know I'm not speaking into a black hole. All of his books kind of hit on a similar theme. Malcolm has a gift for taking what is usual and familiar, what is common to us, and he thinks twice about everything. He's the type of guy that asks questions, searches for answers, challenges the status quo a bit. And what's interesting is, more often than not, he proposes and reveals surprising answers. His books are very interesting, kind of like Paul Harvey and the Rest of the Story or Freakonomics. Gladwell is entertaining, thought-filled. And I'm finding, as we are 3 weeks now into the Sermon on the Mount, the evangelist Matthew is pretty entertaining too. And maybe more to the point, these teachings of Jesus Christ. For 3 weeks now, we've been hearing what is the heart of Jesus' teaching, the Sermon on the Mount. And our Lord has been taking very common things, very familiar and usual things, and he's doing something with them. It began with salt and light. It has continued with the human experiences of lust and anger, the human experiences of forgiveness or going the extra mile. And in all of this, Matthew is showing us another way. There is a usual way of anger, and we know that. There's a usual way of lust, and we know that. But in these teachings over these past several weeks, Jesus is revealing another way, something unexpected, maybe something we've never considered. Is it challenging? You better believe it. It's difficult. But what's interesting is it's different. And in that difference, we might find something refreshing. Loving the enemy. That's different. Going the extra mile. Giving your cloak when they ask for your tunic. Turning the other cheek. This is unusual. Not what is expected. There's something new. And in a world where so many things are familiar, when we meet the unfamiliar, there's a pause. There's an alertness, and there's something new. These teachings of Jesus, and in fact, Christianity itself, never makes us the victim. It never makes us the puppet or the doormat. But these teachings remind us that there's a doing that we can be about, that so often we don't realize. There's a victory and a power in human response that is different than the powers of this world. God taking what is so common and making it extraordinary, opening up a new way. We have examples of this, but sometimes we need them to be highlighted all the more. This week, with the start of spring training baseball, I thought of the example of Jackie Robinson. Jackie Robinson died 48 years ago this year. And that movie, 42, it's really worth looking at. We know who he was, that in a racist world, especially in Philadelphia, the Phillies were really racist. Maybe they still are. And there's Jackie Robinson, and the interviewer, the reporters, they come right out with the questions. Jackie, what are you going to do when those pitchers aim right for your head? And he said, I'll duck. And boy, did he ever. He didn't charge the mound. He didn't allow that fear to keep him out of the batter's box. But as often was the case, he ducked. And if you duck long enough, you get to first base. And we know that Jackie Robinson went a lot further than first base. A Hall of Famer, a witness, not just to baseball, but how to respond in a different way. How to respond in the Christian way. We all, my friends, have our usual and common routines, our common way of doing things. And thank God we have that. We need routine. We need to just be able to do things without thinking. But we also need to think a little. And how might our routine be different? Especially if the angers and the lust and the frustrations just seem to grow more and more. Especially if the usual things in life seem too usual. This week, we begin the season of Lent. That's a usual season for us. And there's usual practices, and thank God for that. Nothing wrong with giving up chocolate. Nothing at all wrong with that. But might there be something more? Given our typical responses to things, might there be something different? A different response to the usual. Maybe we sit in a different place in church. Maybe we speak a different word to the coworker or to the family member. Maybe we drive a different way. Little things, which are big things. And in a world that is growing more and more familiar, the Christian can be more and more different. And to live that difference, to know that difference, can be the beautiful call that we respond to. It is the call of this gospel. And this week gives us an opportunity to answer it. As we consider this season of Lent, or even just this very day, let us thank God that when we can consider it and we can live a different way.